So should we start then? Are you guys feeling ready? All right,
Ready
cool.
as I'm ever gonna be.
Okay. All right. So I'm just gonna clap my hand and then we'll be good to go. Okay, welcome. We're doing a little audio segment here about the Drive for Five. This is Taylor Lightman, been a more or less lifelong resident of East Buffalo Township, although I am in grad school in Sweden right now. So this is brought to you by Facebook Messenger, and I'm here joined by Jim Buck and Tina Prowant. Jim, do you want to say a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure, yeah. For those who don't know me, I have lived in East Buffalo Township for 15 years now. I was a township supervisor, served a 6-year term from 2008 to 2013, and I teach at Bucknell.
Cool. Tina, do you want to say a little bit about yourself?
Resident of East Buffalo Township, also. I have lived here, well, since 2005, if not earlier. And I go to East Buffalo Township meetings. I like to get involved with my community, help keep my neighbors informed on what's going on. I think it's important for all of us.
Cool, yeah. And we're all involved in the Drive for Five campaign going on right now, which is a ballot referendum. It's the only, for voters in East Buffalo Township, which is, what is it, about 15 square miles or so
Yes.
of land, sort of east and south, or no, yeah, west and south of the Lewisburg borough. Sort of southwest Union County. It's the biggest township in Union County by far. And yeah, this is a supervisor's ballot referendum to add two supervisors to the Board of Supervisors, which currently has three. Yeah, do you guys
That's
have
right.
Anything else to add about? Oh, and it's you can vote on it too, and the vote is coming up on November 6th.
That's right. It's a one sentence question. Should the East Buffalo Township Board of Supervisors add two additional supervisors? Yes or no?
Yeah, and
that is a straight question. That's not if you're voting for a Republican or a Democrat. That's a straight yes or no. We will not be voting for any particular person or party in general until 2019.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah, and I think it's Tina, you had mentioned this before we started recording. And it's very important. This is a bipartisan effort.
As a member of the board, the Drive for Five board, I am one of the co-chairmen. I am a Republican. And then we've got Marilyn, who is also the other co-chairman, and she is a Democrat. So it doesn't matter. We are not voting for a party. We are voting for our neighbors, for the community, for all of us to be represented, for all of us to be able to have our input as to what we would like in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just like to expand on that slightly by saying to get the question on the ballot requires is to circulate petitions and get signatures of registered voters. A quarter of those signatures came from Republicans living in East Buffalo Township, and another 5 or 6%, I think it was, were independents of some stripe or other. So it is a multi-partisan thing going on here.
Yeah, and I mean, it's actually pretty refreshing to be involved with something that's bipartisan during this time when it seems like we're all at each other's throats. But I think this is, for me at least, and I don't know if I speak for you guys, this is like a good government issue, you know, government reform. You know, I think that, you know, this will give your average citizen of East Buffalo Township a greater say in their government. By providing more representation, and you know, that's Democrat, Republican, Independent. You know, we can all get behind that.
For sure, yes.
Yes, and it's at the top of my list of advantages for having 5 supervisors is that it would put more people and more time and talent. On the board of supervisors, because East Buffalo Township is growing. It's pretty complex in terms of all the services and ordinances and things that it administers. And I feel like it's needed. The additional 2 supervisors would help make sure things get done, and especially in a way that's, you know, that's transparent and involves citizens of all sorts and keeps them informed about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. And I have to add to that, looking at the amount of meetings that we have in Lewisburg, East Buffalo Township, we have got the police department, we've got the township and the work session. We've got the fire department, which we've got 2 or 3 boards on there now. We've got BEVRA. All of these boards we sit on as the township supervisors, plus we've got a family, we've got full-time jobs, and the way I feel is they don't get out to the community. They don't get out to us to see how we are feeling, what we would like to see, because they've got all these other things going on and they don't have enough time to bring back things from these meetings to us. We've got to go to the meeting. We've got to hear more of it ourselves, more important stuff, because they're not even taking notes on what's going on. They're just bringing back what they feel is important.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say here that in addition to you, Jim, there's 2 other former township supervisors that have supported this measure. One being Tom Zorn, and the other being he was a township supervisor for like 18 years, Hank Baylor.
Yes. Yeah. Tom's a Democrat, and Hank is a Republican.
Yeah. So I mean, I can think very clearly as to the first time I was like, oh, this is totally necessary. We need 5 supervisors. And that's sort of why I got involved. I was at a township meeting, and it was this past spring, and they had, I couldn't stay for the whole meeting cause it went like 4 or 5 hours long. But they limited public comment to the first, you know, before it was like the second agenda item after the Pledge of the Allegiance or whatever, and you could say something, but you couldn't say anything after that, which was stupid because, you know, they hadn't commented on anything yet. You know, you could just see the agenda. So it was, but they were doing that to get through the agenda, you know, because they, you know, they were all meeting for the first time and had to discuss things in addition to making decisions. And, you know, it blew my mind. I was like, you know, you guys need to talk about this stuff beforehand, you know? before these meetings, you know, this is crazy. You guys clearly don't have enough time to, you know, sit on all of these boards and think about it ahead of time. This is too much work. And it's infringing upon my right as a citizen to, you know, to speak my mind at a township meeting. You know, if that's what's being cut here, then something's really wrong. Do you guys have similar moments where you were like, oh my gosh, we need to move to 5 supervisors?
Oh yes, there are many, many situations. I mean, when Jim was saying that he was a supervisor, I have been going to these meetings since Jim was a supervisor. I mean, you're talking well over 5 years that I've been going. And there were just times recently that I wanted to speak at the beginning of the meeting when it was a public meeting, and I felt if we're going to be spending $250,000 on the Meadows drain system, then we need to be able to have our own drains fixed. I had taken pictures of it, of a whole bunch of them, approached it to Matt.
Yeah, in the Lintown neighborhood you're
right.
Referring to, right? Yeah.
Thank you. And Matt cut me off at the beginning of the meeting and said, Tina, that is a non-agenda item. You're going to have to wait till the end of the meeting to discuss that. But there was a public meeting. Everybody in the community needed to know that that's an issue. That is very important. At that point, it was not on the agenda about $250,000 for the Meadows. And the neighbors in the community need to know about them. They don't look at these things unless it's brought up. And that was very important. So I had to wait until the total end of the meeting, which was, I don't know, how many hours later, Jim. And Matt thought he was going to be able to shut me up. And I waited until the end of the meeting and I brought it up.
So, yeah, that was just a week or so ago. Okay. My moment that drew me back into being involved in the township in an active public way, because you know after I was done as a supervisor, and I'm great, somebody else have a turn. It doesn't need to be me doing all these things. For a couple of years, I just backed off from it. But I went to a meeting, a township meeting in January, which began with one of the supervisors, Matt Schumacher, reading a speech. And there were 80 or 90 people in the room. They were concerned because the township had announced that it was terminating the recreation cooperation agreement with Lewisburg, and there was concern about what happened to the Recreation Authority. So he started by reading us like 15-minute speech written out on paper, which, by the way, we asked for a copy of the speech afterwards, and he said that's not a public document, which seems kind of weird if you are reading it in public that it wouldn't be a public document. But anyway, one example that struck me, one of the many pieces of misinformation in that was, he said that, you know, the Recreation Authority does not even have one single recreational asset in East Buffalo Township. And, like, the rail trail popped into my mind. There's 3 miles of that trail in East Buffalo Township that would not be there if it were not for the Recreation Authority. And a lot of people use it. Whether he didn't know that or was hoping to sweep that fact under the rug, I don't know. But I just felt like something is not right here, and I could multiply example as Tina could, but that one was kind of an aha moment for me.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a sad state of affairs going on in East Buffalo Township right now. It's just, going to those meetings is just not fun. What's that?
Frustrating.
Frustrating is a great word for it.
Daily Item ran an editorial after we announced this, saying, "Well, you know, if supervisors are really sort of overwhelmed by work, then you know, wouldn't they tell us?" Well, it was interesting, some of the comments that the supervisors themselves made when the longtime township manager Stacy Kivlo. On her last meeting, she's moved out of state, and so they were praising her. But part of it was saying sort of how overwhelmed they had been when they first came in as supervisors, and thanking her for you know, helping them learn the ropes and everything, which is very nice, but also kind of lifting the veil a little bit on how much work it is and how much information there is to digest when you're a township supervisor.
I totally agree, Jim, that if it was overwhelming, then why would we be having supervisors resign? I mean, we all have...
Yeah, that happened this year.
Mm-hmm. Danilov
in March.
Exactly. I mean, he was overwhelmed. I could probably see it. Having a teenager and having the supervisor position, but I mean, we know what we're getting into if we take the position.
Yeah.
So that's something that you've got to realize.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, there's I mean, I guess so I can think of three former supervisors that have. That have come forward and said that the Drive for Five is the way to go. Jim, you being one of them, and you have Tom Zorn with 6 years of experience, you with 6 years of experience, and Hank Baylor with 18 years of experience. That's, you know, off the top of my head, 40 years of experience on the township board versus the three in there right now that have collectively, what, 5 years of something like that? Like 5 years of experience collectively? Between them?
Yeah, that might be closer to four.
We'll just leave it with not many.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so you have ten times the experience. You know,
yeah,
so
I do want to say that I respect two of the people on the board right now. See eye to eye with them all the time, but they seem to be dedicating time and talent to it. But there's the other question of, like, well, if, I mean, are things really so great right now in East Buffalo Township? I mean, they sort of resolved the situation with the Recreation Authority by negotiating a site agreement with them, but you know, I've been going to the police commission meetings, we have a situation there where for the past 2 years, the police department has been underfunded by $80,000. They have been forced to draw $80,000 down from their reserves because there's just an ongoing dispute between the borough and East Buffalo Township about how, you know, what the funding formula should be. And the chief said in the last meeting that, you know, the checking account balances is down to $50,000, and if you guys can't find a way to resolve this issue about the funding, that they could be scraping bottom in 2019 at some point. So that is a sign of things not being done or not being resolved. I don't know why they're not being resolved. it would not be that useful for me to speculate, but this has been going on for 2 years. So as a citizen, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I think you can pretty well see that, like, something that's been unresolved for 2 years and has undercut the police department to the tune of $80,000 is something of concern.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I'm thinking about, like, so that's an issue. What I'm thinking of, you know, it's like, okay, how do we fix this then? You know, if that's the problem, how do we fix it? You know, the answer for me is very, very clear. You know, like, you have more supervisors that can go to more meetings and dedicate more time to doing research and you know, working with, our other neighboring municipalities and putting in. I mean, it's not like our supervisors right now aren't putting in work, because I, like you, respect them because they've stepped forward and they're serving their community. And, I mean, that alone, you know, they deserve, you know, respect for doing that. But, you know, if we had more people putting in their time and talent, I mean, I think that we'd get better results, you know, and that's just, you know... Even if we had three great supervisors, I think I'd want five. The answer for me is very clear of how this gets resolved.
Yeah.
And you know, I have to add, I can read everything on our Facebook pages, on our groups, but sitting here, excuse me, listening to you, Jim, I'm picturing the meeting, and I'm picturing Char sitting there not saying a word. And if we had more supervisors, we could have one go with Matt, who sits on the board. We could actually have someone that would feel like they could put something into the meeting without being a supervisor. And then when they come back to us at our township meeting, there would be that bipartisan that they feel that they could actually talk to us in the community and be open with us. I mean, with Matt sitting, and I'm not pointing him out, but with him sitting on the board and them arguing and getting into it in the police commission meetings, they're not bringing us back anything positive because there was nothing positive coming out of the meeting. So if we had two more supervisors, at least there would be more communication. That's what's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. And one of the things Char said, she just took office, this is her first year, so she took office in January, and something that she said early on was that she would like to work to help to tear down the wall, she said, between East Buffalo and Lewisburg. And she may be working to do that behind the scenes, but what I mentioned about the police department recently, I mean, that's a regional department between Lewisburg and East Buffalo Township. The whatever has gone on there, and I don't even know what it is, and I'm not going to speculate, but has definitely spilled over or poisoned things in other ways, and that is an important problem to work on, because we have a lot of important services that are delivered by regional organizations in which those two municipalities need to cooperate, not only the Recreation Authority, not only the Police Department, but the Fire Department as well, and their other types of cooperation in terms of regional planning that happened too. And people aren't going to see eye to eye on things all the time. It's, for some reason, things really seem to be festering. And, I mentioned the township didn't want to negotiate with Lewisburg for a new recreation cooperation agreement, so they found a sort of way to do an end around and still stay part of the recreation authority. But now the fire department, the last meeting they talked about, maybe they need to renegotiate the regional fire agreement, which is less than a year old, but already is showing some areas where they have some real concerns, especially around money. Very hard to do that, you know, if you're lambasting your fellow elected officials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and feeding off of what Tina said, you know, I remember when the recreation meetings negotiations were happening between East Buffalo and Lewisburg. I mean, I remember it being a struggle to find opportunities where, you know, more than one of the supervisors was able to come to a meeting with Lewisburg. You know, they're just not having enough, you know, time to do it, I guess. And as if, you know, if there's going to be more negotiations on the fire, you know, that I would at least, you know, if I was a supervisor, want some backup.
Yeah. When I was a supervisor, when I started as a supervisor, there was just one regional board that an elected supervisor sat on, and that was the Recreation Authority Board. By the time I left, a second regional board had been created for regional police. But there are four of those boards now. Two new ones are associated with this new regional fire setup that they're trying to make work.
Yeah. There's also the joint sewer and water authority, too, but I don't think that they sit on the board of that, right?
Yeah, they elect representatives, they appoint representatives to that, but it's not a supervisor himself or herself that is being the representative.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we should start winding down, but I also want to devote a little bit of time to addressing some of the, you know, at least two of the concerns that I've heard about Drive for Five. One being that it'll cost too much money to add two supervisors, and the other being that it's just a liberal thing. Do you guys want to address one or the other?
I'll address the liberal thing.
Great.
You want me to take my time?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Well, I have heard in the community from different neighbors, different family members, that the Drive for Five is because the liberals want to merge the township and the borough. This is strictly for the Democrats. The Republicans don't want it. I am a Republican. This has nothing to do with tit for tat, for me against my neighbor. This is for our community. This is to better the township, to make this township stronger. This is for all of us to be able to talk to each other and tell each other what we want to hear, what we think would be better. If we do this with the R and the L and the D, we're not looking at people. We're not looking at our faces. We're not hearing our words. We're just looking at this alphabet. It is unimportant. This is more than just letters. This is more than just words. This is feelings. This is our thoughts. This is for our kids. This is for the township. This is so that we can get along with everybody.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Very
that,
well said, Tina.
Yeah, for sure. I like that making the township stronger. I really think that, like, more sets of hands, more sets of eyes. More sets of hands doing the work and eyes looking at spreadsheets and whatever it is. I think it would really strengthen the township. And it should be noted that this is absolutely not an effort to merge the township and the borough, because it's totally unrelated. That's in fact a non sequitur, and it's absolute misinformation.
Exactly. This is for us,
mm-hmm.
East Buffalo Township. This has nothing to do with any other town, any other borough, any other community. This is us.
Mm-hmm.
This is 15 square miles of East Buffalo Township. This is just to make us stronger.
Yeah.
And I will just say something on this merger issue. I've been had conversations with people who think merging is a good idea. And I keep telling them, though, the only way for a merger to happen is for the voters in both places, majority of those voters has to vote for it. And I said, and a majority in East Buffalo Township is never going to vote for that. So let's recognize that fact, which means that our regional organizations that we have, which we've mentioned already in this conversation, the police, fire, the recreation, need to function at a good level, because we're not going to merge, but we do need to partner with other municipalities to provide services that our residents have come to expect. So
yeah,
we aren't going to see eye to eye on everything, as I said, but we need to be able to work through issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I'm coming from on that.
Yeah. And on the issue of that it's too expensive to add two supervisors.
Well, that's you know, anyone who would say that is not telling you their real reason for being opposed to this. A township supervisor is not well paid, to say the least. I mean, the pay rate is $2,500
per year.
$2,500 per year. So in a budget, the township budget is north of $4 million now.
Yeah, I looked
it
up. It'd be
less than 1/100th of a percent of that budget. Not to mention East Buffalo Township's really great cash surplus that they have.
It's like $2 million, right?
What's in the operating budget? Yeah, $2.6 million. So, if taxes aren't going to have to be raised to do $500,000 worth of storm drain repair in the meadows, why would $5,000? It's not going to affect anybody's tax rate.
And the other thing that I heard about this was from. I forget his name. Mike Daniloff's letter to the editor about, you know, if you have five supervisors and they all vote to take insurance from the township, then that would be a cost. But wouldn't it be a lot harder for all of the supervisors to vote to give themselves insurance with five supervisors? Like, that seems to be a much easier scenario with three. It's like,
you know, people don't run for supervisor for narrow financial gain sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And we also need to add that as far as the cost, if somebody's not going to look to being a supervisor, for the money, they can always, which I would hope they wouldn't anyway because it's not that much, but they can always donate that back to the township. They don't have to take that $500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
Tom
is not unprecedented. Yeah, Tom Zorn did that. Yeah. I think that's a stupid issue. The other thing that I've heard is that this is making government bigger, which is sort of something that people say like more at the federal level. I'm not sure that adding two supervisors is necessarily bloating the size of our government. I think.
No, the point there is that the big government fear really has to do with amounts of regulation and size of big bureaucracies or anything like that. We're not talking about any of that here. We're talking about having more and better representation. You know, the citizens, the voters, having more choices. It's more supervisors. It's more time and talent, but it's not creating big government. It's creating a more responsive, transparent government that has the time and talent to handle the tasks already at hand.
Yeah.
I had actually heard that exact same phrase from two individuals, one that just got done getting hired to the board, and then the one that walks the dogs. They both had said that about bigger government. I mean, who wouldn't want to add more voices, more input, more listening to us? It has nothing to do with making our government humongous. It's being there for us. It's listening and getting out in the community. It's when you go to a football game with your son and your family, why not talk to your neighbors and say, hey, how do you think things are going? Oh, yeah, look at the football game. Look at what's going on. I mean, we can do it all.
Yeah. It was amazing. I spent a lot of time knocking on doors in East Buffalo Township in 2017, and people definitely have opinions about things that are going on. And, you know, whether it was about yard waste pickup or, you know, that damn alley behind their house that hasn't been paved in 15 years or however long and is crumbling, you know, people have real concerns that aren't being addressed.
Yes, and this, your mention of big government reminded me that one thing we haven't touched on is that East Buffalo would not be doing anything strange or unusual by expanding its board to five supervisors. There are 15 townships in the surrounding area that have boards of five supervisors now. The default position in Pennsylvania is three, so they all start out with three, and at some point, these 15 townships, people there voted to expand their boards to five. The most recent was Mahoning Township in Montour County, where the two additional supervisors were just seated this January. And especially among townships that are similar to East Buffalo in terms of population and tax base and general financial strength, East Buffalo's 12 closest peers in this area.
In regards to population?
Six of them have four to five supervisors.
Yeah. So, I guess just sort of wrapping up here, I hope you've enjoyed listening to all this. There are a few ways that, you, the listener, can get involved in what's going on. The one being that I can think of is going and voting on November 6th, 2018. And it's, I think, the last question on the ballot. It's called the supervisors referendum, yes or no. I'm going to vote yes to add two supervisors. But beyond voting, do you guys want to say other ways that people can, you know, if they want to get involved, how they might do that?
Sure. Talk to your neighbors, and let them know if you think this is a good idea. Just engage with them on that. We have signs we can give you if you want something for your yard. And if you want to be even more involved, we'd love to have some help, at the polling locations on election day. We have some literature that we'd like to put in voters' hands that day.
Yeah.
Tina, can you think of more stuff?
We'd also like to have you come to the supervisors' meeting. Or even the police meeting, even Bevra, just one time to see what goes on, to show you at our supervisors' meetings how they don't talk to each other, how we need to be able to communicate so that we can hear each other more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have questions, please get involved in the community and ask us. We would be more than willing, those of us that do go, to help you understand more.
Certainly.
Okay. Yeah, and we should mention our social media for people that just kind of want to follow this or find more information about it. There's a Facebook page called Drive for Five, Oh Yes for Better Representation in EBT. And there's a Tumblr page as well.
It's EBTD and then the number 45 dot Tumblr, which is TUMBLR.com. So that's EBTD45.tumblr.com, and you can go there. Cool. It was good talking, and thanks for having this conversation with me, guys.